Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in the studios. Dave Chase is with us. He's representing Nishna Valley Trails here this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I know this is going to shock you, but you're an outdoors kind of guy, and it rained yesterday.
Yeah, wasn't that beautiful? And we could actually use some more, but it's nice to see it come. We need some more rain.
Need some a whole lot more. Yeah, you bet. But it's nice to see things green back up again a little bit anyway here in the Nishna Valley. Talking about trails and talking about the outdoors, you've got a meeting that's going to be coming up, and I hate to call it a meeting because that just it's a turnoff word for most folks. But you've got a gathering coming up next week on Monday, August 22nd. Here in Atlantic, for folks to just kind of talk a little bit and learn a little bit more about some trail plans and some recreational plans.
Yeah, we're calling it a forum, a gathering. Yeah, meetings have a kind of a negative connotation sometimes, but we're going to get together and talk about the 2022 Cass County Recreational Trails Plan that was adopted back this spring by the Board of Supervisors. A lot of work went into that to determine outdoor recreation needs in the county and also in Southwest Iowa. A lot of research was done, and that 22-page plan came out of that effort. And plans tend to get put together, but then they sit on shelves and gather dust. And so we want to make an effort to try to implement the plan, and that's why we're going to have the forum, is to inform the public and other people who are interested in trails about what the opportunities are, and can we get some of these things going on the ground.
I think for some of us, that's one of the most frustrating things about some of these government-endorsed projects where they do studies and things, is it seems like most times they end up gathering dust in a pile somewhere, and there's very little that actually happens. But you're trying to make sure that doesn't happen here.
And we're going to have a series of meetings, not just one. The first one is going to be just a general discussion, get to public feedback and input, and map out a direction for us in months to come. But we're not just going to sit with one meeting. We're going to follow up and have people who are interested in getting involved. We'd like to see that happen, but to develop concrete plans on, first of all, what are the needs, what are our priorities, and then how are we going to pay for it.
Okay, now this recreational trails plan you said was already approved.
Approved by the Board of Supervisors back this spring, so unanimously. Yes.
So explain to people then why they should come to a forum to give input on something that's already been approved. It's not a finalized plan.
It's not a finalized plan. It's a plan. It's always a work in progress is really what it is. It's something that has to be tweaked and nudged along given where the opportunities lie. And it's a plan that's meant to be flexible and something that if we're going in wrong directions, we want to know that too. If we're going in the right directions, we want to get people involved in helping us do that.
Can you give us some of the highlights of some of the things that are in the preliminary plans then?
Well, there was an online survey done by Healthy Cass with Brigham Hoig. It put that together, and Laura Canning from the Conservation Board. And the priorities came back pretty obvious. Connection of the T-Bone Trail to Atlantic. We're currently 3 miles from connecting to Atlantic, and that's our biggest opportunity. Plus, secondary, but not secondary in the minds of some, are connections of existing trail systems that we have, most notably within Atlantic now with the Bull Creek Project. We're trying to connect through the Park and Recreation Department and other entities, trying to connect the trails within Atlantic so that you have a safe passageway through the city of Atlantic to enjoy some of our other trails at Schilberg Quarry and East Ridge Park and places like that. Then there's other communities in the county that we're also talk to determine what and if they wanted some recreational trail amenities in their communities. We had some feedback. Lake Anita has a wonderful paved trail around Lake Anita. Are there ways that we can improve that so that it's more amenable to the recreational users at that park? That's the type of thing that we're looking at now.
Yeah, so these are all things that pretty much anyone of any level of interest can use. You're not talking about bike trails, hiking trails, walking trails. It's a combination of everything.
Yeah, it's and I like to call them recreational mm-hmm. trails. Outdoor recreation encompasses a lot of things. I enjoy biking, of course, and I think a lot of people know that. But we see people at Schilberg Park with strollers, the rollerblades, people that are just out for a nice stroll, and it's for everybody, and it's safe. It's off-road. You're not dealing with traffic. You're not, distracted drivers. I've had more close calls in the last 2 or 3 years than I've ever had riding my bike, even just around town, because of distracted drivers.
Yeah. Well, and it is really a public safety issue that way too, being able to get. Not that we want to eliminate bikes from the road, but give folks some safe options. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. So now they're going to come to these. This is the first in a series of forums. So how often do you think you will have these?
It'll be a monthly forum, most commonly on the third Monday of each month. But we'll send a notice out on upcoming meetings, and we'll have a set agenda. But again, that's going to be flexible too. If you have an idea, come and share it with us, and we'd be happy to listen and try to work through some of the other opportunities that we might have.
All right. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, they could just come and find out what's been discussed and what is being discussed at the time.
Come and listen, yeah. And it's for public information, and we'd like to get the ball rolling on implementing a plan that's been developed through a lot of hard work.
I know some folks are probably going to say, gosh, all this came on so fast, but you're not one of those, because you've been working on the ground floor and in the basement on this for a long time, it seems like, too, before we ever got to the ground floor. But how satisfying is it, though, to be to this point where we're talking about what we'd like to implement, the plans that people would like to see, knowing full well that there's a really good chance now that we're going to move forward with these after all the years of, you know, disappointments at times and whatever else in trying to kind of get this thing off the ground?
Really, in the last 4 or 5 years, there's been a renewed interest in recreational trails, most commonly around the metropolitan areas that have established well-developed systems. And now those metropolitan systems are trying to contact people like us out in the hinterlands about connecting statewide and now nationwide. That's been very satisfying to see that whole system of Iowa trails come together. Iowa's a biking state with Ragbri and some of the other bike rides around, but that's been satisfying. Plus, this has now leveraged some financial support that we've never had before through the Destination Iowa program, with some of the rescue funds monies that are coming on, the straight state trails programs are now getting funded. We would like to encourage the legislature to fund the Outdoor Recreation Trust Fund as one of the objectives of the upcoming legislation. That is really encouraging, because people say, well, you build these trails, and then how are you going to maintain them? Well, that has an element in that trust fund about future maintenance, which is incredibly important. We can build these things with grants and funds like that, but how do you maintain them afterwards?
Well, and part of that is expanding the tax base a little bit, too. And one of the ways you can do that is because, I know a lot of these trails might be old railroad trestles and things where there's not a lot there. It's kind of quiet area. But you can ask any restaurant or any convenience store that's located near one of those trails. They do see folks with bike helmets in for lunch.
Yeah, and that's another significant point, and I'm glad you brought that out, is the economic impact of what a trail system has in a given area. The Rails to Trails Conservancy has just completed a detailed, in-depth economic analysis of what the impact of that trail alone, the Great American Rail Trail, would have on the state of Iowa. We're going to share that information at this meeting coming up, and I think people will have their eyes open to what it could mean to Cass County, what it could mean to Southwest Iowa economically. Not just health-wise, but economically and recreationally.
Absolutely. Again, that first forum is coming up Monday, August 22nd. That'll be at 10:30 a.m. at the meeting room of the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce offices. That's the depot downtown here in Atlantic. I know you sent out some invitations to folks who have been interested in the past, but the door's open.
Door's open. Anybody can attend, and we encourage you to come. If you have an interest in trails, we'd like to see you.
Excellent. Dave, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Jim.